I allow time in a sense of infinity. I know that everything will come, and it provides me more faith. And it actually, things come quicker to me now because I let go time.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
What if I had no time? Time was not. So when I'm making critical decisions or other decisions, I ask myself real quickly, would I make the same decision if there's no such thing as time? Because faith is related to time. Right? And so faith is related to time. And I'm going to try to put this together. This is my first run at it. Okay, money is a currency. It's an object of energy that is in the flow of our vibration. That's why it's so important to me. The more money I have, the more people I can help, the more fun I can have. That comes through me. Money's a currency of this vibration. If you don't pay attention and intention to it, and you're not going to get the coincidences you want from money. Faith is like money. Faith is a currency. It's an object of energy that you put into the flow and you get what you want, right? Green card, black card. I mean, green card to black card, green, gold, platinum, black card, money, you get more and more and more. I believe green, gold, platinum, and black card of faith, you get more and more and more.
You say faith is F-A-I-T-H?
F-A-I-T-H, which is the aggregate of, what is faith? Aggregate of what I think, say, do, believe, and my DNA. My personality traits, characteristics, obsessions, and addictions, all of those combined are my faith. So,
is that something you had when you were younger? Or is that something you developed through the years?
So if everyone has faith, it's just, do you have green card faith, gold card faith, platinum card, or right. black card?
And I personally
had green card faith.
Got it.
Gratitude was my faith. That was about all the faith that I had.
Got it.
I was scared, competitive, scarce. You know, even right, like most young people, I lived in a world of not enough.
Yeah.
And I doubted myself all the time because I doubted my faith. And one of the critical components of this framework is time. Because if I knew when I was seven, I was always in a hurry. And I couldn't reconcile, how could I give and enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential at an unbelievable will, unbelievable speed, but yet not care about time? Most people, when I talk sometimes, the biggest confusion they get is, do you have goals or not? I'm more concise on the attention and intention and coincidences that I want in my life than almost anyone I know. I prioritize what I want, how I get it, but I'm not attached to it. I allow time in a sense of infinity. I know that everything will come, and it provides me more faith. And it actually, things come quicker to me now because I let go time. They create resistance with time. I used to be a perfect person. When I was 5 years old, I said, by the time I'm 30, I'm going to be a millionaire. I was 5 years old. I'm going to buy my mom a house, a car, and retire. Never work again on $1 million. That just shows how old I was. But I did. Well, what I was doing was creating resistance, because every minute, hour, day, month, or year I got closer to 30, there was more pressure on me. What if at 5 years old I had this faith that I have now, an understanding of time in that framework, and I said, I'm going to make as much money as I can, as fast as I can. Everything's going to come to me at the right way, at the perfect time. I'm going to enjoy, find the light in, find the love in. I'm going to enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of my potential. I'm going to live to a higher vibration, wake up in the morning and figure out, where's my baseline for today, my highest vibration, my potential, my truth, and I'm going to live to it all day long. Meaning, when my faith weakens and I create a void, a shortage, or an obstacle to what I want, when my faith weakens, my perception is off, my ego gets in my way, which is the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, angry, frustrated, anxious, fearful, which are all feelings I have every day, even today. Instead of making it worth and accelerating into the wrong trajectory and putting myself farther and farther away from that $1 million that I wanted, I now take a second and I go back to my highest frequency, which allows things to happen quicker. It allows things to happen quicker. But fear itself, you know, you find it, I find it, it will create a resistance, a void, a shortage to what you want, and it takes so much faith. It takes black card faith when things don't go as you plan, the things that are most important to you according to your priorities, when things don't go as planned, it takes black card faith to say, oh, something better's coming. Something, oh man, this is gonna be good. You know, I got young guys who work with me and run around with me, and they're learning to see that. They see, and you know, I was quiet about it. I'm very boisterous about it in my office. I'll tell people, whoa, stop. You know, oh, they canceled this. Okay, don't give it any energy. Something better, oh, they haven't called us back. The tour of the White House isn't set yet. You're leaving tomorrow. It'll happen. Yeah. Every time you're worried about it, you're actually working against me. Stop working against me. I need you having faith that everything's gonna happen. And if it doesn't happen, something better is gonna happen. It happens all the time in my life. Oh gosh, thank God we didn't get this. Now look, we put us in this place. I met this person. That's faith. Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all of the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.